You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, theater lovers, and happy August. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Today in Theater History for the week of August 17th through the 23rd. And we would be remiss were we not to say a very happy birthday to Mae West, born on August 17th. We won't tell the year because a lady never reveals her age. On August 17th, 1955, a stellar Broadway revival of Thornton Wilder's The Skin of Our Teeth opens, starring George Abbott, Helen Hayes, and Mary Martin. The production, originally staged in Paris as part of the Salute to France project, runs for a limited engagement of 22 performances. In 2006, Martin Short stars in an improbable musical version of his life story, as Martin Short, Fame Becomes Me, opens on Broadway at the Jacobs. Conceived by Short and Hairspray songwriters Mark Shaman and Scott Whitman, the cast also includes Brooks Eshmankus, Mary Birdsong, Capathia Jenkins, and Nicole Parker. Hello, suckers! The review Gay Paris, starring famed speakeasy hostess Texas Guinan and Jack Haley, begins a 181-performance run at the Schubert Theater on August 18th, 1925. In 1981, following an 11-month national tour, a revival of My Fair Lady with Rex Harrison recreating his Tony and Academy Award-winning performance as Henry Higgins opens in 1981 on Broadway at the Urus. Although Harrison fought with Actors Equity to have British actor Cheryl Kennedy as his Eliza, vocal damage forces her to drop out of the production after the first Broadway preview, and she is replaced by her American-born understudy, Nancy Ringham. The Donkey Show, described as a Midsummer Night's Disco, opens in 1999 at New York City's Club El Flamingo. Created and directed by Diane Paulus and Randy Weiner, the show sets William Shakespeare's classic comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream in the 1970s disco scene. Originally announced as a 6-week limited engagement, it runs for 6 years. In 2002, Broadway gets its first revival of The Boys from Syracuse since the 1938 revival. The Roundabout Theater Company production stars Tom Hewitt, Aaron Dilley, Lee Wilkoff, and Georgia Engel. On August 19th, 1999, the story of the Kavala Kings hits the scene when Cat and the Kings opens on Broadway. The musical tells the story of a talented but non-white young band that couldn't compete with apartheid in Cape Town, South Africa. David Kramer directs and musically stages the production that plays the court for 157 performances. In 2004, Frank Wildhorn, composer of Jekyll and Hyde, returns to the Gothic world for his musical version of Dracula, in which Tom Hewitt flies eerily about the stage of Broadway's Belasco in pursuit of leading lady Melissa Errico for 157 performances. In 2007, a Broadway revival of Grease, starring Max Crumb and Laura Osnes, the winners of the reality TV casting competition Grease, You're the One That I Want, opens at the Brooks Atkinson. Directed and choreographed by Kathleen Marshall, the production runs for 554 performances. 2 months after being forced out of the 85th Street Playhouse, when the theater was closed for violating fire department regulations and operating without a license, Langston Hughes and David Martin's musical, Simply Heavenly, reopens on August 20th, 1957, on Broadway at the Playhouse Theater. In 1987, Frank Langella and Donal Donnelly star as Holmes and Watson in Sherlock's Last Case, which begins a 124-performance run on Broadway. On August 21st, 1983, La Cage aux Folles opens at Broadway's Palace Theater. George Hearn and Jean Barry star in the Jerry Herman and Harvey Firestein adaptation of the classic French play, about a middle-aged homosexual couple, and not only does La Cage win the Tony Award for Best Musical, but all of its subsequent revivals win the Tony Award for Revival as well. In 1986, a lot of major Broadway talent converges on Rags, an original musical about immigrants on New York's Lower East Side, which opens today for a disappointing four-performance run. Music is by Charles Strauss, lyrics are by Stephen Schwartz, and libretto is by Joseph Stein. Opera star Teresa Stratus leads a cast that includes Larry Kurt, Judy Kuhn, Dick Latessa, and Lonnie Price. On August 22, 1983, Cicely Tyson stars with Peter Gallagher as a tutor in rural Wales in a revival of Emlyn Williams' The Corn is Green at the Lunt Fontanne. In 1996, Al Pacino directs himself in Eugene O'Neill's Huey at the Circle in the Square Theater. The production runs for 56 sold-out performances. On August 23, 1920, The Bat, the hugely popular thriller by Mary Roberts Reinhardt and Avery Hopwood, opens at the Marasco and goes on to run 867 performances. On August 23, 1937, Eva Le Gallienne is Hamlet in a new production of Shakespeare's tragedy, opening at the Cape Playhouse in Massachusetts. Also in the cast is future stage legend Uta Hagen, making her professional debut as Ophelia. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.